President Obama marked Memorial Day weekend with a promise to America's fighting men and women. It came during his weekly address.
That's why I will send our servicemen and women into harm's way only when it's necessary and ensure that they have the training and equipment they need when they enter the theater of war. That's why we're building a 21st century Department of Veterans Affairs with the largest single-year funding increase in three decades. It's a commitment that will help us provide our veterans with the support and benefits they have earned and expand quality health care to 500,000 more veterans.
The president and his family will spend most of the Memorial Day weekend at Camp David. President Obama says he is saddened by the death of former South Korean President No Moon-hyun. The South Korean government says he committed suicide by jumping from a hill near his home. No left office last year. He was being investigated in a bribery scandal. Atlantis space shuttle will stay in orbit for at least one more day. NASA postponed the landing again today because of bad weather at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The next opportunity tomorrow, 10:11 a.m. Eastern. And NASA may be getting its first African-American administrator. President Obama has picked former astronaut and Marine General Charles Bolden to head the space agency. Bolden piloted two space shuttle missions and commanded two others. The Senate has to confirm the nomination. News across America right now. Police in Michigan say one man is dead after a seven-hour armed standoff with officers near Detroit. They were trying to serve the suspect an eviction notice. One officer was shot in the arm. And three people are recovering after a single-engine plane crash-landed in a car lot outside Indianapolis yesterday. The pilot says he was trying to land at a nearby airstrip when he clipped some power lines. One person on the ground suffered a broken leg. And the Kansas City Fire Department pulled off a dramatic rooftop rescue yesterday. A piece of scaffolding collapsed, stranding two painters 8 stories up. Both men are okay.